Mallow said solemnly, "You have your wish."
"Good."
And the secretary smiled savagely. It was the mayor who wished the preliminary attempt at compromise, not I. Witness that I did not try too hard. The door opened before him, and he left. Mallow looked up as Angkor Jail re-entered the room. Mallow said, "Did you hear him?" The politician flopped to the floor. "I never heard him as angry as that since I've known the snake." "All right. What do you make of it?" "Well, I'll tell you. A foreign policy of domination through spiritual means is his idée fixe, but it's my notion that his ultimate aims aren't spiritual. I was fired out of the cabinet for arguing on the same issue, as I needn't tell you."
"You needn't.
And what are those unspiritual aims, according to your notion?" Jael grew serious.
"Well, he's not stupid, so he must see the bankruptcy of our religious policy, which has hardly made a single conquest for us in 70 years. He's obviously using it for purposes of his own. Now, any dogma, primarily based on faith and emotionalism, is a dangerous weapon to use on others, since it is almost impossible to guarantee that the weapon will never be turned on the user. For 100 years now, we've supported a ritual and mythology that is becoming more and more venerable, traditional, and immovable. In some ways, it isn't under our control anymore."
"In what ways?" demanded Mallow. "Don't stop. I want your thoughts."
"Well, suppose one man, one ambitious man, uses the force of religion against us rather than for us."
"You mean Sut?"
"You're right. I mean Sut."
"Listen, man, if he could mobilize the various hierarchies on the subject planets against the Foundation in the name of orthodoxy, what chance would we stand? By planting himself at the head of the standards of the pious, he could make war on heresy, as represented by you, for instance, and make himself king eventually. After all, it was Hardin who said, 'An atom blaster is a good weapon, but it can point both ways.'"
Mallow slapped his bare thigh.
"All right, Jael, then get me in that council and I'll fight him."
Jael paused, then said significantly, "Maybe not."
"What was all that about having a priest lynched? It isn't true, is it?"
"It's true enough," Mallow said carelessly.
Jael whistled.
"Has he definite proof?"
"He should have."
Mallow hesitated, then added, "James Twer was his man from the beginning, though neither of them knew that I knew that. And James Twer was an eyewitness.